irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Morning radio. Tune into Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning. Welcome to Monday, a new month, November 3rd. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're here, sunny day, after a wintry weekend for the most part.
Yeah, it's getting cooler.
it's actually cold. And it rained Friday, which was very unusual for us.
It was the best.
Yeah, it was actually pouring for a while.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like after the show a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was, I enjoyed that a great deal. I think we needed that.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was afraid there'd be floods because it was really pouring. And I could see like it's getting flooded on the street.
Yeah, down where I live, Saturday morning, there were people, like big trucks out trying with waste management people. There were definitely some problems. I mean, I think it rained. I mean, it rained probably from 10 o'clock till about 7.
Mm.
So 10 o'clock at night till 7 a.m. So it rained a decent amount.
Mm.
But California is not used to the rain.
No, we're not used to the rain. And our soil can't handle too much water. And our irrigation is not the best in the world either. So that's what happens. I remember, though, in many places they have it like that. I remember when I lived in Vegas, desert soil doesn't really absorb water that well.
Yeah.
So, plus they have like underpasses, under freeways and stuff, and it would just get so flooded when I lived there that I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that they would allow it to get that way. But, I guess in places where it doesn't rain a lot, they don't take out the time to really build an infrastructure that handles all the water.
That's true. Especially, yeah. I mean, it doesn't rain here. So that was the first time it's rained since I've been here like that.
Really?
And I was so happy. I slept like a baby.
Yeah.
I had the windows open so that I could hear the rain. I loved it.
Yeah, it barely rains like this, And when it does rain here, it's usually like showers or drizzling and stuff.
Yeah,
not
like that. That was
so we could use more storms. I imagine that was a storm. That's what they call a storm when it's not just normal rain, I guess.
Probably.
Yeah, we only get storms. We don't get regular rain here. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, it was great though.
Yeah, I know.
I loved it.
But today it's back to sunny, and but it's actually cooler. It's not hot anymore.
No, it's not. Cool. It's, yeah.
All right. Well, it was Halloween over the weekend. Now it's over. And I understand a lot of people had a good time. And I saw your flapper's dress. Now I know what it means.
Yeah. Do you get what I mean, though, when I wasn't explaining it well? But
No, I mean, you explained it pretty well. The thing is, what I wondered afterwards is, why the hell wouldn't I just look it up when we were talking about it so I would know what we're talking about, Sometimes we forget we have all this information at our fingertips.
It's true. Definitely. You can just type something in and there you go. You'll have it.
Yeah. So I saw your photo in your costume and it looked pretty nice, actually. Did you get compliments on it?
I did, and I loved wearing a wig.
Really?
It's going to make me dye my hair brunette again. But it was fun. But, I saw some people that posted like 5 or 6 costumes over the week. Even Saturday, they were still dressing up.
Really?
It's like, geez, it's November now, and you're...
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
I know, people love Halloween, man.
Right.
And it was funny, a lot of people were bitching because it rained on Halloween. I don't know why they were bitching. It always rains on Halloween, from what I remember.
Really?
Yeah, like I said, it rarely rains here, but Halloween usually is a cold and wintry night in Southern California, at least. I remember several years like that when my kids used to go trick-or-treating and we'd go outside.
And you'd be drenched.
Yeah, exactly. And you feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Out of all the nights of the year, it rains on that night when they have to be outside.
Right. We were at my friend's house and there were so many. It's like a family neighborhood and there were so many kids coming to the door and all the different kinds of costumes. And it was cool.
It's fun, huh?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Do they have Halloween like this in England too?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. So it's the same? It's celebrated the same?
You trick or treat. And
yeah.
Yeah. But no trick. Everyone just wants treats.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the parents like it as much, too. I saw people people posting on Facebook, we got all this candy and all these goodies. I'm like, relax.
Yeah.
You're an adult, you know.
Well, my friends had so many chocolates and candies. And, I mean, it was used within the first 30 minutes.
Really?
There were so many kids. It was ding, 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 ding at the door.
I know, and you're always afraid that you'll run out, you know. But
yeah, we did.
Yeah, but how much can you buy?
I know, right? I mean,
you can't give it to everybody.
Yeah.
You know. And besides, sometimes you buy a lot and nobody comes and you're stuck with all this candy.
Exactly. So you don't want to, I guess it's better running out. And the kids, there's so many houses that it's not like every house is going to be run out.
Yeah, you don't owe them anything.
Yeah.
Did you see older kids too, or is it mostly younger kids?
Probably the oldest was about 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's not bad. I mean, sometimes you see teenagers trick-or-treating.
Yeah, no, I didn't see any of those. I liked the families that the whole family was dressed up.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fun.
Yeah.
I want to be that person.
I know. They make them feel like they belong in something.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And not just like a parent that's being dragged to go trick-or-treating.
Right.
Yeah, the whole family dressed up.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Well, I ended up doing nothing. I worked till 9. And then I wanted to go to this karaoke place that one of the guys I know that hosts a show here, he does karaoke and stuff. So I thought maybe I'll check it out in that. But, you know, I went by the place, and it's not a great area. It's Van Nuys, you know. Mm-hmm. Van Nuys is not a great area here in the valley. And I thought, you know what, I'll try it anyway. But I'm reading, like, on Yelp, everybody says it's a dive and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, well, I don't know if I'm prepared for that, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll go because I want to sing. So I'll just go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there. I saw the place from the outside. I got, like, chills. I'm like, get me out of here. I got the creeps, man. It's like, what is this, you know?
Wow.
And there were hardly any cars outside. So I thought, I'm not going in.
Yeah.
You know, the hell with that. So I don't know what's going on. But, you know, I'll have to find a better place for karaoke. I'm dying to sing. I haven't been in so long. You know, and I used to have, when we lived in a house, I had like a really cool karaoke machine and stuff. It was really loud and professional.
Oh, cool.
And I would just sing in the house, and I could sing loud and wouldn't bother anybody. But now I live in an apartment. You can't do that.
Right. I don't think I've ever been to a karaoke bar. I love singing, but I don't think I've ever been to a karaoke bar.
You should check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And most of the people can't sing anyway.
Right.
So when you go up there, you look pretty good.
That's
true. If you can sing halfway, then you're good.
Then
you're
doing okay.
Yeah, exactly. Some people there, that's why when I go, I can't just sit there and watch these people, you know. I just wait for my songs.
Let me go.
Yeah, exactly. Some people are terrible. They should never be singing. So they say, well, it's for fun, and you're not supposed to be professional. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard to listen to someone off key and, you know.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
They can't hit the pitch. And yeah, it's terrible.
Do you use Yelp a lot?
I started to.
You do?
Yeah, I started to.
See, I don't know if I trust Yelp, because I feel like the only people that use it are people that...
They get pissed off?
Yeah. That hate the place. So
that's
I feel like you
usually.
Can't... unless they say, we'll give you a free dessert if you give us a good Yelp review. I've known places that do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like... So we're either being bribed to write a Yelp review, or it's people that hate it.
Yeah.
So I just feel like it's not credible.
I know, but so I don't really go on the rating, on the star rating. I just go based on some of what people say.
On the comments.
Yeah, you know, I mean, people said it's a dive and it still went, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But at least you get an idea of what the place is like, you
know? That's true, yeah.
And but I find many things are not accurate there, like the prices of restaurants and stuff, you know, they'll put like $1 or $2 signs and the place is much more expensive than that.
Yeah.
Things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how they rate it based on the prices.
It's true, and I never know the stars, because I use the GPS that you get on the iPhone. I use that all the time.
Right.
And I'll say I want to go to Best Buy, and I'll type in Best Buy, and it'll come up with ones all over the place. And then I usually go to the one that has the most stars, as long as it's not too far away. But I always wonder, how are they rated?
Don't the people that write the reviews give it stars?
But this is just on the What's the GPS called on the iPhone? Map? Yeah, the map. It's just maps.
But if you notice, when you click on it, it takes you to Yelp.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it shows you the locations, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know how it is on the computer, but on apps...
it goes to
Yelp.
Yeah,
it goes to Yelp.
Interesting, because usually it's correct. Like when I've done it with, I'm thinking of Michael's, and the 2-star Michael's sucked.
Yeah.
And the 3.5-star was really good.
Really?
And with Ross and...
Marshall's.
Yeah, with those ones. They're really usually accurate with those, too.
Oh, okay. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I never go shopping in those stores, and then...
They're my favorite.
Yeah. Then Saturday, I was thinking, you know, I don't have much to do. Let me go to Target and see what they have, you know? I actually had fun there, you know. I ended up spending money that I shouldn't have. But I found some things that are cool.
Yeah.
I figured, you know, it beats like... I mean, we don't have any more record stores. We don't have any video stores. We don't have any bookstores anymore. Where the hell do you go? You know, you only have the clothing stores left.
Yeah. Or Home Goods. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I can get lost in that.
Yeah. Maybe I should go there too. But that's more for women and stuff. You know, Target, okay, it's got different things.
I don't think it is. I mean, it has everything. Kitchen stuff. And
right. But what guys buy kitchen stuff? Come on.
True. You know? But you might need something.
Yeah, you do. So you buy it at the grocery store when you're there, you know. You get one thing, you know. But but I understand. I mean, you know, if you need stuff, you know, like heavy stuff for the kitchen, bedrooms, bathrooms, things like that, I would enjoy it a great deal. But I'm not into that stuff, you know, so.
Yeah, I really love that place.
Yeah.
Could spend a lot of time in there. I do spend a lot of time in there.
Really?
When I go, it's like I have to set aside a good hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's so much, and it's overwhelming because, I mean, even when you go over to the silverware, and then there's plates, and there's all different kinds of plates, and then there's, like, antique ones, and cups, and vases, and it's just so much.
Yeah. You see, that's female stuff, though, you have to admit, right?
I guess so. And the candle section is so overwhelming.
Yeah.
They have so many amazing candles.
Yeah.
And candlesticks.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
But you're right.
Yeah,
it's definitely a woman thing.
Yeah, it's just like Home Depot is a man's place, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Women don't go to Home Depot just to go, oh, let me see what I can find here, you know?
That's where I got my pumpkin from this year.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the scale of the stores here in America is unbelievable, huh? I mean, you never see stores this big overseas.
No.
Even when you go, like, you know, in Israel, when they bring some American stores, they're still much smaller.
Yeah.
You know, like Ace Hardware or Toys R Us and things like that. They're much smaller. And, you know, I mean, we have a big market here, but there's also, like, so much competition.
Right.
And so many people, you know. I mean, we're a pretty big country.
The only big stores that we have in England are B&Q, which is the Home Depot equivalent. Mm. And then I guess Asda would be like the Target equivalent in England. But Asda's more of a grocery store, and then it just has some clothes and...
Oh, okay. So Target is like the opposite. It's got a lot of clothes and stuff, but they added food.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of food there, too.
Yeah, but that's like the only equivalent that we have.
Yeah.
Everything else... England has Safeway, which America has, but I don't think it's the same. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I've seen Best Buy overseas, and it's not the same.
Yeah.
Either. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you can use the same names when you're overseas, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have a patent or a trademark on the name.
Right. But then when you Google something and you get... I've been having so many problems recently of... I don't know what I do, but my iPad and my computer seem to know that I'm British. So when I type in a website, it takes me to the British version. Yesterday, I was going to... I don't remember what website it was, but I was just trying to get the customer service number. And... I kept typing it in, and it would take me to .co.uk. And I'm like, no, I'm in America. .co. And it would type it in so many times, type it in Google. It kept taking me to the English website. So it was the English customer service. So then I was trying to search on that website for the American customer service. And it was the American, it was the English equivalent. So it had all the conversion number that you put in front. And I was like, no, I just want the American number. I'm in America. This is an American iPad. How does it know I'm English?
Right. And besides, you probably have location on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I assume so, because it knows like my GPS and stuff, right, where I am. So it was driving me crazy.
That's crazy. Amazing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, you can try to get to Google in other countries that won't let you.
Yeah. And I've done it before where I'll put in, like, I'm looking for a flight, and it'll do it in pounds.
Really?
Instead of dollars. I'm like, I want it in dollars. I'm not in England.
Wow.
I don't care how much it is in pounds. I want it in dollars.
That amazes me, man. I mean, shit, there's no privacy at all.
It's crazy. And then I'll do it on my boyfriend's computer to see if it's just where we're located or what. But no, it'll be in dollars. But on mine, it'll be in pounds.
So it's just on your iPad, though, right?
No, it's done it on my computer,
too. On your computer, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody must have told Google you're British.
I know. It drives me crazy. Because that's it. I can't get it to go into dollars or into the American website.
So it's not just Google. It's the websites themselves, too?
Even when I put in the search .com,
right,
it'll change it as it's searching to .co.uk.
Wow.
So it'll come up as the English website.
I wonder if you it's not your settings in your browser.
But then it doesn't do it. Most of the time it doesn't do it. But every now and again it will.
Oh, wow.
So it's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like it knows.
Yeah, sometimes I try to get to Google in other countries to see how we rank, and it won't let me.
Yeah.
It doesn't let you.
It's weird.
Yeah. But when you're in another country and you try to go to google.com, it will let you if you want to.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that's true.
It's crazy.
.co.uk.
Yeah.
Google.co.uk. Oh, it stayed UK.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's because it's my iPad. It knows.
Right.
Great. Yeah, now I'm going to be on UK the whole day. I just messed myself up.
So do me a favor. You're on Google UK. Type in talk radio as a search. I want to see where we come up. Because everywhere in the world I've checked, we come up like number one or two. I wonder if it happens there too. You know? It's pretty cool, actually. I was in Israel. We were number one at the time. And I just couldn't figure it out. You know, maybe it's just my computer, but I was in another country.
It's come up as TalkSport Radio, my iPad is weird.
Okay. So it just probably picked up like a search term and just put it in automatically. Okay, never mind. You can do that on your own time. Let me know.
I will do. I will do. My iPad is just one of a kind.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
I know. It's weird, these things, man.
Yeah.
You know, I started playing backgammon on my iPad. You know what backgammon is, the game?
Yeah, I haven't played it in a long time, and I don't remember which one
It's like
is.
A board game. Usually it's like, in the old days, they used to play it on wooden boards, you know? So when you throw the dice, it makes the noise.
Yeah.
And the sound, and it sounds cool. Today, they're all padded and stuff, so, you know, but they look better.
But does it make the noise on the app? I'm sure it
does. No, it doesn't. No, when you roll the dice, no, it doesn't. Or maybe it does.
You should turn the sound
on. I play without sound.
Yeah.
I play without sound.
I bet it does.
Probably, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I started playing that. I thought, you know, because I've played this since I was a kid, and I'm very good at it. But I haven't played in years, and I thought I'd play online, you know. So I'm starting to play, you know, I win a couple and stuff. Before you know it, I'm like level 12 or something, or level 9. And then I get matched with people level 49 or 50 or something. And I'm going, wow, this is intimidating, you know.
Yeah.
Kick their asses.
Nice.
This one guy writes me, fuck you.
Wow.
He was pissed.
That's funny.
I know. And the interesting thing is it's sort of like a game that started in the Orient or in the Middle East or somewhere, because in the Middle East it's very popular.
Yeah.
Like Arabs play that a lot. So I noticed a lot of Arab names that come up on the games.
Yeah.
So I guess they're pretty like impatient with people that beat them. I don't know. I mean, I'm not generalizing to everybody, but they're pretty good, you know. I mean, they play this a lot, I imagine.
Yeah.
So I enjoy beating people. I really do. And then someone doubles on me. You know, like in the middle of the game, they can ask you to double, and if you don't agree, you lose.
Oh.
Right? So he does this three moves before the game is over. He thinks he's going to scare me or something, right?
Wow.
I beat him by one piece. I was so happy.
They can be addicting. The games on your phone. I called my mom this morning. She didn't answer the first couple times, and then when she answered, she was like, sorry, my phone's on silent because I've been playing that game, and it's embarrassing when I'm, like, stood in a line somewhere, and I'm playing, and the music's going off.
Yeah.
Because I told her to play. It's called Scramble. So we play against each other.
Yeah.
So she's been playing that, but it's like a... Is that a board? I guess it was a board game. It's kind of like Scrabble.
Like Scrabble, but it's
kind
Scramble?
Of, but it's Scramble.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I've seen it like as an app, but
you have to like get words from the board. And
right.
I like it.
Oh, okay, cool. I play words with friends. And
I'm so bad at that game.
Really?
So
I kick
bad.
Everybody's ass.
Really?
But you got to know, it's not so much about the vocabulary as knowing what words are acceptable to that game.
And that's what I've been figuring out with Scramble. And
right.
My boyfriend was watching me play, and he's like, you're just a cheat. That's not even a word. He's like, what does that mean?
Right.
I keep doing it. I was like, it doesn't
matter.
But they
fits.
Accept it.
Exactly.
He's like, you're a cheater. You just know all the words that
right.
that they accept.
Right. But the mistake of new players, and I made the same mistake also, it's like you wonder, you come up with a long word, and it's worth 15 points, and then somebody comes up and gives you like a 50, 60 point, and you go, what the hell is that? You know, I remember feeling that way, and I decided I'm going to learn this game and see how it's played. So I learned from the people that play. And also, as you play, you start understanding different things about the game.
Right.
So I realized that you have to also block. It's almost like chess, you know. I mean, it's like the positions on the board are important. There's like different ways to line up the words, you know, things like that. So I found you don't have to have the big letters in order to have the big words.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you put in a ZA and you can get like 50, 60 points, you know,
mm-hmm.
if not more. So it's funny that way. But I usually win. I guess they started putting stats on it now. So I win, I think, maybe 8 out of 10 or something,
wow.
you know.
Yeah, I think I downloaded that game for like a week. I was so bad that I just deleted it. I was
yeah.
like,
but every
I am
game
terrible
at this. You got to give it a chance, you know,
yeah.
because you don't know how to play it, you know.
That's true.
And you got to learn how to.
There was another one. There was Words with Friends, and then there was another one that they brought out that a lot of people were into. I can't remember
I know.
What it was.
I remember. They had a lot of games like that.
But I deleted that one, too. This one I've
Angry Birds?
Oh, I like that game.
Do you?
I like Angry Birds. And then there's another one I like that's to do with birds. I don't know the name.
Uh-huh.
But I don't play that. This one's the only app that I have, though.
Uh-huh.
This is the only game I have on my phone. I don't download them. It's like,
right.
I'll play it on someone else's phone if they're playing up. They're like, oh, can I play?
Right.
But I don't really play games. But this one, I like playing it.
Yeah.
I also like Lumosity.
Lumosity,
it's a brain game, so it's just like brain exercises.
Oh wow!
And it's like you have to say which equation is which is more worth more. And,
okay.
There's a bunch of different games, and I like that.
Sounds,
but I really, but I this one's the only game I play.
Yeah,
I like the music. I like everything that goes with it.
I know. I don't know when I find times for games,
yeah.
but like at midnight, I'll pull out my iPad and start playing those
right.
games. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I kick everybody's ass. I get really pissed when the 20% with the two that I lose to win. You know,
yeah.
and but you can see sometimes the game is just against you. You know, it'll give you like all vowels.
Right.
You'll do a swap. You'll swap all of them. You'll get all vowels again, you know? And you just lost a turn. And it's so irritating. So those are the games that I lose sometimes when I see when it's just the game is against you, you know?
Right.
And you might call me paranoid, but I think it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it just happens because I can't imagine how some games, and I play a lot of them, you know? I play like 20 games at a time or
wow.
something, yeah. So So, you know, I mean, how can it be that most games, the letters are just like fine, and then suddenly they just like turn on you?
Yeah.
You know, and you just go, wow, you know, it's not like you're playing any differently, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
definitely.
Yeah, so games for you. The funny thing is sometimes I just go on the App Store and I want to find an interesting app, but it's like 99% games.
Yeah.
Right?
They are.
It's mostly games and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But that's so popular. And that's what, when kids get an iPad, it's like all games that they use.
Yeah, yeah.
That they have. And yeah.
Yeah, but that's for kids, you know? I mean, yeah. What about the adults?
Well, I feel like, but even though I feel like the amount of people that have apps, and the majority of people have at least one game on their phone.
Probably, yeah.
So it equals out to, that's why when the App Store opens, it's like, we're just going to show games because right. That's what people download the most.
That's true, yeah. But I can't play games on the phone. It's too small for me, you know?
You don't only get play the it same, on the iPad?
Yeah, I don't get the exact sensation when I play on the phone, so... Besides, you have to... usually when I'm on the phone, I'm on for 2-3 minutes. I don't have time to start playing a whole game. But, yeah. So did you go to a Halloween party?
Yeah.
So you went to a party, right? It's not like you just dressed up.
No. We went to... It wasn't, I mean, a crazy party. My friends made dinner, and it was... She decorated so amazing. Like, she had the whole... table, and everyone got their own like little pumpkin with their name on it. It was She did such an amazing job.
Really?
We just hung out, played games, drank wine, and yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Now it's time to take down all the decorations and stuff.
You see,
we still have them here from over the weekend. And Ronnie, our engineer, decided that it was appropriate to do it 2 days before Halloween. We totally forgot, right? So now we'll have to leave it on for a week. It was too much work. But for the holidays, we'll start earlier.
Yeah.
You know, to
I
make can't, sure.
Well, I mean, all the Christmas adverts have started. And in England, they start a lot earlier. I've only been noticing them recently, like the past week. But I feel like it's going to get really, really intense
like
on the
early?
Christmas.
Yeah. Wow.
Because, I mean, really, it's only a month and a half away now.
That's true.
But yes, Thanksgiving is before.
Right.
It's before Christmas, but I know. Still.
But it's starting to feel like the holidays, which is cool, you know. I think Halloween does that. I love the holidays, you know.
It's
a really cool feeling outside, and then you get a withdrawal when it's over. The clock change.
Oh, that's always
obviously
the best.
You remembered because you showed up on time today.
That's the best because you get an extra hour, but now it gets dark so early.
Right? Yeah, I don't get it about people that are so happy with the extra hour, or that are really upset when we move the clock forward and they lose an hour. I mean, it's just one hour in your life, you know.
Yeah, but that hour, yes. I mean, the day seemed so long.
Exactly. That's what I mean. No, I just mean that 1 hour that day when we change the clock, people are. You know, upset. Oh, I have to lose an hour of sleep tonight. But yeah, but you get long days in the spring and in the summer, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
And now it's so depressing. It gets dark at 5.
I know.
And it'll be even worse as the winter progresses.
It was crazy. I did laundry yesterday and I started laundry at like 3 and I was taking my time. I didn't go back probably till like 5:30 to get the stuff from the dryer, but I couldn't believe it was pitch black.
Yeah.
I got home and I was like, I feel like it's 9 o'clock.
I know. It makes the night so long, man.
Yeah.
What can you do, you know? I mean, some people are saying we should keep the summer clock on all year. I would go for that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that it's really dark in the morning.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right, because at 6 o'clock this morning it was already light.
Right.
Which was weird.
Yeah, exactly. So they're saying this is for an extra hour for the farmers, but they're saying most farmers don't like it, so they don't feel it's necessary. I don't know. But it's it apparently, you know, many places in the world do that, so it must work. You know, people must like it. I like that we have an extra hour at night, too, you know?
Right. I find it weird when, like, in England, the clocks went back. Last weekend.
Right.
So not the weekend, just gone.
Right.
So for a week, we were only, are we 8 hours apart?
Yeah, the difference was an hour less.
Yeah, it was an hour less, so it was weird.
Right.
But I don't get how it goes back at different times, different countries. Mm. I find that strange.
Oh, because they decided different times to do it. It's obviously not an international thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think in Israel they did 2 weeks ago. And then, or maybe it was last week too. 2 weeks ago. And, so it's because America, here we moved it a little bit too. Mm-hmm. It used to be, I think, the first part of October, and then it became the last part of October.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. The same with the spring one, I think in March. It used to be April, and then we moved it to March or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll take it. What the hell? Or maybe it was March we moved. No, the other way around. Okay. Anyway, I went to see Nightcrawler over the weekend.
Have you
heard about it?
I haven't.
With Jake Gyllenhaal. Is it Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal? Jake Gyllenhaal, I think it is.
I don't know.
But you know him, right?
Yeah.
You know the actor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to see this movie, and it takes place in L.A., which is really cool. And it's about him discovering that he could be on crime scenes or accident scenes first and take video footage of it even before the police get there.
Oh, I think I've seen the adverts for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's amazing, and he plays this really creepy guy.
Really?
You know, yeah. So it was a pretty good movie. I enjoyed it, actually.
You did?
I liked it because it was happening in L.A. also. Like, they mentioned Granada Hills, you know, and places in L.A. and stuff, you know, in the valley. So it's pretty cool, you know. And when you see these things, when movies take place in L.A., often in the theater, people start, like, laughing and stuff when in recognition of certain things.
Right.
You know, which probably doesn't happen in other places because it's, like, inside jokes about L.A. or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty good. It was with Renee Russo, who I like a lot. She's gotten older, too, you know. But I used to think she was very hot. She still is, but people get older, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. So, so the movie was good, and the acting was pretty good, too, you know. I thought, but the story was unique. They showed pretty much almost every anchor on TV that we have here in L.A. They show them
really?
As well, yeah.
Did they show Dallas Jackson?
Dallas Raines, you mean?
Oh, Dallas Raines. I don't know where I got Jackson from.
No, actually, he wasn't on because
he's weather.
Yeah, he's weather. And they did more news and stuff. But they gave all the anchors fictional names in the movie. And, because he was, like, selling that footage to TV stations.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You got to see it.
That sounds like a good movie, yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
I hate to admit, but I'm excited for Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah. Who is it?
That comes out November 14th.
Oh, wow.
So it comes out soon.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I think everybody is. I don't know. Wow. The budget was $35 million. That's intense.
Yeah. That's a lot of money for a movie without special effects or anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. It'll make a lot of money, though, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, Nightcrawler only got like 10, only made $10 million and it was number one. That's
wow.
A pretty weak weekend.
You yeah.
Know? Yeah. Yeah. So I guess there weren't that many scary movies this Halloween, right? That Ouija is scary, I think.
And yeah. I guess I haven't really heard of that many good ones.
Yeah. They said they had a re-release of the Saw, which you like.
Saw, they had a re-release?
Of Saw, yeah. Or something. Maybe it wasn't everywhere. I didn't see it, but the article said it. And I don't... So I was thinking you liked it, but
yeah, I
can't
I
see how you can like a movie like that. Like
how
that.
Do you re-release a movie? I've never understood that.
Well, they just kind of say, well, it's Halloween, so let's have it on for a weekend or something.
Huh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, they do that sometimes.
The best Halloween movie is Hocus Pocus.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
You've
one.
Never heard of Hocus Pocus?
No.
It's a really old movie with Sarah Jessica Parker. It's like her first, I think it was her first movie.
Oh.
I loved it.
Really?
I've always, every Halloween I watch it.
Really?
Every Halloween. Wow. It's the best movie.
Really?
And I think I've watched it like 3 or 4 times already. Well,
wow.
Halloween's over, but I love it. It's such a great movie. It's a typical like Halloween movie. I mean, three witches come back from the
dead.
Oh,
that's the one with the witches. Yeah. That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that one with Cher too? Or was that a different movie? I think that was a different movie.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because Cher was in some kind of, I think, a scary movie too.
Yeah, I don't
witches.
Think...
No, that one was The Witches of Eastwick or something that I'm thinking
Oh,
about.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. So, yeah, so
Bette
let's
Bette Midler's
see.
In it, sorry.
Bette Midler's in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's just a great movie.
Okay, well, I'll have to check it out. I'm not crazy about scary movies, but I'll check
it's
it out.
It's not that scary.
Yeah, it's not scary, yeah, right? It's no. more like just a Halloween movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Witches and stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Did you ever watch Bewitched, that old show?
Not really.
No, huh? Yeah, because I grew up on it. And it was fun, you know? I mean, she was a witch, but a fun witch.
Yeah. I watched know? Sabrina the Teenage Witch a bit. But,
yeah.
But not really. I didn't watch Bewitched that much.
I know. You know what occurred to me is that, you know, and I've said this before, that a lot of the, I think, most of the classic... the classics that we have in rock and roll and stuff, you know, were created in the 70s. 70s, some in the 80s, but mostly that. And I noticed something that when I go to eat at restaurants and stuff and they have music, it's usually 70s music.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I have, yeah.
So that's because these are classics. People mm-hmm. still listen to them.
And I think it's a universal era that everybody likes.
Right.
Whereas now if you play music from this time,
yeah,
I mean,
none of it's going to be classics.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
and also not many older people know right. of the music. Like my grandparents would have no idea,
right? But then again, they didn't like the Beatles either, you know,
right?
And they became the biggest thing ever.
Yeah,
I remember when it used to be. I mean, they introduced like long hair and stuff. If I remember correctly, at least in my childhood. They would have this long hair, and it wasn't acceptable at the time in the 60s. Everybody had cropped hair and short right. hair and stuff. So that was... when someone had long hair, they said, you look like a Beatle, you know. Yeah.
And they set a trend.
They really did. And not to mention the trend in music and stuff, you know. So
yeah.
It's just amazing. It's amazing how four people... such talents can get together and find each other.
Right.
You know, and create something so big. I mean, can you imagine, you know, writing one song is a big deal. Can you imagine writing so many and then having them all be hits?
Yeah, it's insane.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. It shows
totally against all odds.
What a talent
yeah.
they had.
They really did, you know.
Yeah.
I miss John Lennon. I mean, he was good. He was really good.
Yeah, definitely.
And he was an interesting character, too, you know. People like right. to follow him and stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder how many followers they'd have on Twitter if they were, like, alive today, you know.
Yeah. That's crazy to think about. Probably yeah. millions.
Yeah. I'm wondering, Paul McCartney probably has several million, too. But they definitely don't have as much as some of the other stars, like Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift.
I think
Swift,
Kim Kardashian like has was one of the most...
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber, but maybe it's changed.
Paul McCartney has 2.1 million.
Okay. Well, that's not a lot, but then again, you know, many people don't even
Kim
know
Kim Kardashian
him.
Has 25 million.
Really? Yeah, you see, there's more people that know her, younger people, than they do Paul McCartney.
Right.
That's funny. So, so talking about social networks, there's a couple of things that are funny here. Chelsea Handler, I guess, had a topless photo on Instagram, which got pulled. And so she's fighting this. She's irritated. I guess she posed on a horse you know, topless and stuff. And she's arguing with this. She says, anything a man can do, a woman has the right to do better. And why can men show their nipples and women can't? You know, the thing is this, come on now. You know, I mean,
yeah.
in our society, it's not acceptable for women to take off their tops. Yes, men would love it, but that's not what happens, you know. I mean, it's against the law, period. So right. you're going to go and change Instagram now? You know, I mean, what is this? You know, yeah. nobody gets to put boobs on, but you're going to put them on. So I don't get this. You know, it's some sense of an entitlement, I think.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm a star, you know, don't mess with me.
Well, I watched an interview with her. I don't know what show she was doing. But she said that how many times she's been pulled over for doing something wrong.
Really?
And got away with the ticket.
Wow.
Got out of the ticket because of who she is. And the one cop, she said, give me a ticket, you know, I did something wrong. And he's like, I'm not going to give you a ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like, why don't cops say that to me?
Yeah.
When I get pulled over.
I know.
Or anybody, when anyone gets pulled over. So I don't think that's right. And the fact that she admitted, I was like, I don't know if I like you anymore.
Yeah. Exactly, you know. But the level of attention these people get, excuse me, is unbelievable. I mean, now it's news that Rihanna is back on Instagram after a 6-month absence.
Huh.
Like, do we really care? Did we really know she was absent? I guess she had topless photos too on
Instagram. I feel like so many people have. Does every topless photo get erased?
I think so. Yeah, you can't have it on there. You can't have nudity there. Although some people on Facebook do put nudity there sometimes. I'm sure it gets taken down, but sometimes you see it.
I feel like that's a lot of work for the people that work behind the scenes at these companies. I feel like a lot of people would probably try and post topless photos.
Right. But, you know, they have a lot of technology. I mean, they don't go one by one. They just have technology that recognizes what's in the picture, you know, which is amazing. But yeah, I mean, they have programs that can recognize songs and pictures and everything. I mean, look, you can do picture search on Google, you know.
Yeah.
You look for a picture, it finds the same thing.
Right.
You know, YouTube, if you by mistake upload the same video twice, they know. And they, you know, and it says you already uploaded that.
Right. And if you're using someone else's music or something like that, it's true.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. They take it down.
Yeah.
It didn't always used to be like that. It was like the Wild West in the beginning. Everybody would put up everything they want, you know.
Yeah.
But not anymore. So a reason to celebrate today. Rihanna is back on Instagram.
I know that you're going to be celebrating, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this attention, you know. And now you know why people want to make it in entertainment so badly, you know. Because once you make it like this, Everything that you do, every fart that you let out, people know about, you know. I don't know if it's necessarily a good thing, but if you like attention, then it's the best.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people do it to stay in the media. I mean, when you're in the media, I mean, Rihanna needs to, they have to stay there to keep the fans, stay relevant, to get people's attention. Because that's, I mean, if you just keep, if you don't release a song for a year, people have forgotten about you.
That's true.
So you have to do stuff in between, and whether it's Justin Bieber that gets arrested or Rihanna that deletes her Instagram and then puts it back up and whatever. You have to just keep your fans, I guess, engaged.
Yeah. Or Renee Zellweger changing her face completely.
Yeah. Because otherwise people just forget about you.
Yeah, that's true. So they have to keep on staying in the limelight, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow. A lot of things. Yeah, I mean, everything becomes controversial. Now, this woman took a picture in a UK store, at a retail store, of a mannequin that people say have legs that are too thin.
Hmm.
Now, this is a mannequin, okay? So they're talking about, you know, the body image you know, that women have and how it affects them and everything. And I guess this woman took a picture of her legs next to the mannequin. And the mannequin does look pretty skinny. They're only showing the legs from the knees down. But so you don't see what the whole mannequin looks like. But the thing is that I see a lot of girls with legs this thin.
Right.
You know, I mean, a lot. So, you know, I mean, you know, so I mean, but they're explaining some things. Oh, here's a picture with it higher up. Yeah, the whole leg looks skinny. It does look skinnier than normal, I have to admit, you know.
But it's a mannequin.
Right. But they're saying, you know, I mean, but you have to ask yourself, you know, do people really wear those small sizes? I mean, how many people really would be actually wearing that size.
But most of the time on mannequins, the clothes have to be nipped in the back or stapled to make them actually fit the mannequin. So I don't think that's...
You see, you're exactly right. That's what they're saying. You know, yeah. They're saying that they need to be a certain size. They're made of fiberglass in order for clothing to fit. You know?
Yeah, I mean, probably the that batch of mannequins were, I don't know, were smaller. I don't think... I think it's such a... random thing to,
yeah, you know, I mean, they're saying, look, it's not meant to be a representation of the average female body,
exactly.
You know, it's
just
a mannequin.
Something to display clothes in,
exactly.
To display clothes on, and no matter what size the mannequin is, most of the time the clothes are nipped in.
Right.
If you actually look to make it so the clothes show how they're going to look on a person,
right? But then, you know, these people might ask, so how come, you know, like plus size women or something like that, how come we don't see mannequins that are plus size, you know? Because let's say many people are like that. Because, you know what? Let's let all the politically correct go out the window, because it's more fun to watch a skinny woman than a heavy woman. You know, that's just our society. I don't know if it's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, but we hold in high regard the people that are in shape.
Right.
People that are skinny, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it has to do with the health aspect of it or whatever, but or why we view this, but I guess the media has a lot to do with it, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but that's the thing is, like, who wants to watch, you know, because you notice in movies and TV, usually everybody's so handsome and pretty and stuff, you know. But it's not a representation of the real world, you know. People are not like that. But who wants to watch ugly people?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to. Would you want to watch, like, Honey Boo Boo's mom starring in a show or something? You know? I don't necessarily see that.
Yeah.
You know?
More photos have come out with her and the guy that she's with, the child molester, which is just so awkward.
Wow, so she's still with him, huh?
Out of all the men that there are in the world, why? It's just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. But there's a lot of men that do this. I was just going to bring up this story. This man, he's 42 years old, suspected of drugging his 14-year-old daughter with Benadryl so he could have sex with her 12-year-old friend.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess he did have sexual intercourse with her, and he texted her and wrote her and all this stuff. But can you imagine, I mean, to get his daughter out of the way, he drugged her so he could rape, essentially, her 12-year-old friend.
That's when you have a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, wow, so it's not the first time. She said, the girl says the sexual relationship began in August. Wow.
That's just...
Yeah. I'm sure, you know, she probably, like, was... I mean, she probably went along with it, right? I mean, it's not like she went and cried rape or anything.
Yeah, but when you're that young and...
Right.
It's like you don't know any better. And when somebody's showing you attention...
That's true, huh? Even if it's someone that old. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think even a 20-year-old would look at a man that's 42, so 12 years old... Wow, she must be really screwed up too. And then he went and screwed her up even more.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, someone like that needs a long time in jail to think about this.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I mean, think of the parents of this 12-year-old also. You know, like, what do you do? What do you do when something like this happens? Do you go and kill him? You feel like it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just an awful situation for everybody involved.
Yeah. Totally sucks, man.
Yeah.
And finally, I guess we are out of time, but this woman, the 29-year-old that killed herself.
Yeah.
Chose to die, I guess, because she had cancer.
Yeah.
Brain
and
cancer.
It's strange because she released a video sometime last week saying she wasn't ready. She
really?
Wasn't in pain, but I guess she still went through with it.
Yeah. So she moved to Oregon because they have a Death with Dignity Act there. And she chose to die there with her family and everything. Took pills. And, you know, so she decided how she's going to die. You know what? Look, I understand that. You know, I understand that you know, you want to choose how you die. But you know what? 99% of us don't choose when we die. You know, we pretty much have to deal with it without killing ourselves. So, you know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and judge her, because I would probably want to die too. But it's not a solution to kill yourself just so you can control how and where you die and when.
Yeah, but she was going to go through so much pain. She was just relieving herself of,
right,
and her family of having to see.
Yeah.
That's what I think anyway.
But. Yeah. No, I mean, that's true, you know, but it's sort of like taking a shortcut through life, you know. I mean, yes, life presents a lot of people with disease and stuff, but killing yourself is not necessarily the solution. Although she didn't have much hope for anything, so, you know, I'm not sitting here and blaming her or judging her. I don't know what went on in her mind. But right. I'm just saying that if I got to choose where and when I died, I'd be pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Move to Oregon.
Yeah, exactly.
You can.
Kill myself just because I'm unhappy. All right. Well, this is it for today. Everybody have a great day. You too, Charlotte.
Thank you. You too.
See everybody tomorrow.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.